Earlier in the show, we talked about Martin Luther King Jr. and his civil rights legacy. King championed freedoms not only for African Americans, but for all people. Commentator Mark Anthony Neal says, considering our own history, blacks should better understand gay Americans' fight to legalize same-sex marriage.
So once again, the president and members of the Senate loudly proclaimed their support for a constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriages. Given the fact that the President Bush's poll numbers are teetering towards oblivion, it is safe to say that even the president's most ardent supporters saw these most recent efforts as little more than a diversion, the shiny silver ball that takes our attention away from the myriad challenges that the nation currently faces. For same-sex partners in this country, the calls for the constitutional amendment are a clear attempt to erode their civil rights. But many in the black community take offense to the suggestion that the battles over same-sex marriage have anything to do with civil rights at all, arguing instead that the discussion diverts attention away from the long-standing civil rights issues that affect the black community. Those who would deny lesbians, gays, bisexuals, transgendered, and other folk their piece of the civil rights pie seem to think that the black community has a patent on civil rights. This denies the reality that civil disobedience and other political strategies pursued by those involved in the civil rights movement drew inspiration from disparate sources, including the work of Gandhi in India and the Highlander Center in Tennessee, which was founded as a lily-white institution devoted to social justice in 1932. One of the things that African Americans were able to achieve in their pursuit of civil rights was to link their struggles with the basic rights associated with citizenship in any democratic society. African Americans made their struggles for civil rights universal. That legacy is the reason why the very tenets of the civil rights movement in this country could be echoed in the demands of anti-apartheid activists in South Africa 3 decades ago. Or why proponents of more liberal immigration policies could employ rhetoric associated with the African-American civil rights. It is also the reason why political and social conservatives have so easily appropriated the language of Martin Luther King Jr. and the black civil rights movement in the service of anti-affirmative action legislation. In this regard, I fully understand those black folk who might be suspicious when civil rights is invoked in situations far removed from their everyday experiences. But is same-sex marriage something that is far removed from the black experience? For these so-called other black folk, the desires to protect their right to marriage and civil unions is as important as the right for black people to vote was in 1964. Because of the fundamental belief that any erosion of one civil rights in this country is an erosion of everyone's civil rights. Though seemingly an attempt to protect the sanctity of marriage, this in a society where more than 50% of such unions end in divorce. At the root of calls for banning same-sex marriage is fear and derision of those whose sexualities might differ from our own. And while homophobia might be too broad a stroke to depict some of these motivations, there's no denying that homophobia is a problem that threatens the spiritual and emotional health of all black communities. For blacks to deny gays, lesbians, bisexuals, and transgenders full citizenship is to turn our back on the very legacy of civil rights that so many fought and died for throughout the 20th century.
Mark Anthony Neal is an associate professor of African and African American studies at Duke University.